first things first, if you have a birthday today in numerology, what year are you in and what does it mean, Marla?
Happy birthday, little Aquarius. It's February 8th, and you are in a two-personal year.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yay. That is the year of relationships, good or bad. And what that means is all your relationships will come up, and they'll be under scrutiny. And you get a chance to decide who you want to keep, who you want to let go of. You may have conflicts. You may have issues. Issues about yourself come up, and they'll come out in the relationships. And interesting enough, too, you may have relationships that you hadn't heard from in years, like people from your past, boyfriends, girlfriends. Ugh. They will contact you, and you get a chance to heal it or get closure. Okay.
Oh boy.
So just be aware it's a relationship year. You can also meet a very special person this year as well. It could be male or female, a really good friend or a future spouse, partner, things like that. But it's just a significant year for relationships. And this is also ones in the workplace. So there can be a lot of contention in the workplace as well because you're dealing with your own insecurities this year, which will create relationship problems. And also remember, this is not your year to really shine. It's your year to be supportive. So if you're used to having all the accolades and everyone noticing you and me, it's not going to be this year. You're going to be the person behind the scene. Like if it was a play, you're going to be doing all the props, okay, all the stage prep, and everyone else will get the credit. And then next year you get to shine. Cool. So just be aware that you're going to just be doing some of the behind scenes relationship work, and it can be difficult and it'll dig up your crap.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to next year because I'm in a 2 year now and I'm already feeling it.
Yeah, it does. It brings up your own insecurities because what are relationships for? They're for us to learn more about ourselves and our insecurities, our vulnerabilities, our issues, our hang-ups, the way we were raised, our parents, our siblings, all those things. That's a 2 year and you get to work on all that lovely stuff.
Oh, yes. Well, and then like something, just a random thought too, just with numerology in general, you know, everyone's going through a different year. I mean, well, you might be going through the same year as, you know, any given person. You'd have to do the math and calculate it. It's not that hard, but you know, like, for example, me, like I'm in a 2 year, my boyfriend's in a 9 year. Ooh. 9 year, you know, there's a lot of change and stuff. And both of us already began feeling that late last year.
Yeah.
Kind of when we first started dating. Not that our relationship is difficult, and I'm not going to go into details, but you know, behind the scenes,
relationships
there were,
have their moments.
Things.
Sure.
Well, you know, like month into our relationship, something big happened to him, and you know, I'm there to kind of support him through that, and you know, so it's all very interesting how everyone's years and stuff kind of work together, and the support versus being in the spotlight, and you know,
it's fun, and it can help if you know your the people around you, your loved ones, if you know their personal year, it can kind of help you understand a little bit what they're going through.
Yeah.
But mainly you just need to work on your stuff, and let them work on their stuff, which is true for life.
Totally.
Everybody work on your own self and the world will be just fine. But what we tend to do is fix everybody else and ignore our own stuff.
Yeah.
And then we cause problems.
Then we cause problems. Yeah. But fun. Oh, fun. 1-800-595-2943 to talk with psychic Marla Mitchell on 94.3 The X. If you can't call in, that's fine. Shoot us a message, 94.3 The X, on Facebook as well. I was reading something. Do we have an eclipse coming up on the 10th or something?
I thought it was the end of February. My bad.
Okay.
I'll check during a commercial break. But we do have, you know, the all planets direct motion is done. So
done.
Doesn't mean you can't start new things.
Right.
But Jupiter went retrograde last week, or let's just past Monday. And it went retrograde in Libra. And so, interesting enough, when Jupiter is in Libra, Libra is about relationships.
Oh, boy.
So everybody is also working on relationships, not if it's just your 2 year, because Jupiter retrograde in relationships means redo, rethink, reevaluate. And if there's an issue between you and someone else, it will be Jupiter expands. It will expand the problem so that you see it and you want to work on it. And so this is actually true for all of us.
That's funny.
Almost like a double curse for people with the 2 year, because
yeah.
you're going to get a double whammy from Jupiter and Libra retrograde plus your 2 year. So it's just
so
a chance to reexamine for all of us.
Yeah.
Our relationships right now. Yeah.
I'm thinking of something
that kicked up, not the one you and I were talking about,
yeah.
but one this past week that kicked up for me. I'm like, oh, that explains why I had to get on the phone and call this person, because this issue, I just couldn't let it go.
Yeah.
And that's me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy. You think back to, different, let's say it's like a big fight you had or something major happened. And then you think, well, what happened on that day? And maybe you look it up, see where the planets were or whatever. And you're like, oh, there was an eclipse on this day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why things kind of blew up. When they didn't have to, or this is, it was supposed to happen on that day.
Yeah, there is an eclipse, and I believe it's the end of the month in early March. Let me double check, but you're right. I was, negligent in my astrology here. But
they happen all the time.
Yeah, they do. And they're always back to back, a full moon and a new moon.
Yeah.
So let me do a little checking on that, and we will talk about that.
94 through the X, who's this?
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca, what's your question for Marla?
Well, I wanted to find out, my mom's been really ill, and when I was visiting with her in California a couple weeks ago, and this happens to me quite often, I often smell cigarette smoke, and she doesn't smoke and hasn't for a long time, but I even can smell it in my own home. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if Marla could tell me what that might be.
Of course I can. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
I still know your voice after all these years.
Oh, good.
So when we smell something that isn't common, like a perfume or a fragrance or cigarette smoke, it usually pertains to someone who has passed that wore that scent or that was a heavy smoker. So who do you know that passed was a smoker?
My dad.
There you go.
Aww.
And you went to see your mom and you smelled smoke.
Yep, exactly.
He's around her.
Well, that's what I kind of figured, because sometimes it's so overwhelming, it makes me want to puke,
yeah.
It's so strong. And then I saw like a shadow by her bed that...
Wow.
One of the nights that I was there too, so
yeah.
I don't
That's
know
cool.
if that was him.
Yeah,
as
it's
well.
Is she heading downward? Is she?
Yeah,
because
she is.
When I looked at the teeter totter, she's getting ready to fall off.
Yeah, she's got COPD and emphysema, and then she keeps getting pneumonia. And this last bout she had was really, really bad. So that's why I flew out to California to be with her.
Good.
Because I thought that it might be the case, but, she's tired of being sick.
Well, and the fact that the smoke smell was so strong could also be another sign, too, from your dad that, hey, I am here, and I'm not leaving until I take her with me.
Okay.
So, and sometimes if it's really strong and it bothers you, just say, acknowledge him. Okay, Dad, I know you're here.
Okay.
And then you say, back off on the smoke.
Yeah, because that's what I thought it was. But is it just his way of, like, protecting or letting you know that?
Yes.
Is it like an angel type thing?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
It is.
All right. Well, thank you for confirming that, because it's been driving me crazy.
No, it's your dad. I mean, I've got several stories. If we get a lull, I can talk about another story of someone who smelled their mom's fragrance and perfume. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Well, thank you. And I need to call you, because we need to set up a private time, too.
Well, okay. You have my number? 223?
I do.
Okay. All right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye, Rebecca.
Have a good day.
Thanks,
bye.
Rebecca. Marla, what is that number if people are thinking that right now?
It's 970-223-3457.
All right, awesome.
For private session.
And MarlaMitchell.com as well.
Yeah.
We're not done yet. We're not done. My mom had one of those experiences, too. She
with
smelled,
the smell?
Yeah. It was in a nursing home, but no one was around other than her dad, and she could smell all of a sudden her mom's perfume that she would always wear, and she had passed away several years before that. So, you know, and she's just excited about it. And she's like, oh, mom's here, you know.
I had a client whose mom died in the dead of winter. It was like this time, mm-hmm. February.
Yeah.
And she was back east in New York. And so he had called me because he heard that his mom had died and he was going to fly that evening out to get to, you know, go to the funeral, make the arrangements. Mm-hmm. And he went out in the field to feed the horses. And all he could smell was lilacs everywhere. And it's the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And that was his mom's favorite flower.
Aww.
So he calls me and he goes, oh my God. He goes, is that her? And I go, yeah, it's her. I go, yeah.
That's so cool.
And he goes, it's there were lilacs. I could smell them as if they were right next to me.
Yeah.
And I go, that's your mom.
Aww.
So,
so sweet.
Lots of cool stories like that.
Yeah. Very cool. 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell on 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sean Brown.
Hey, Sean, what's your question for Marla?
My question is, what is her opinion on the state of this new administration?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't do politics.
Okay. So my sister's a fellow, I live in California. She lives in Colorado in Fort Collins. And she prompted me, oh, you have to call the psychic. She's online right now. So make it more personable, I guess.
I'll address it briefly. I'll just say that, you know, whether you voted for Trump or not, it's what everyone else has been saying. The more we think negative thoughts, okay, energy flows where the mind goes. If you think negative thoughts and if you turn on the TV and you just want to barf and, you know, or whatever, you're only going to manifest more of the same. Even if you think he's a blank idiot or you think he's the best thing since sliced bread, you need to just see humor in it. You need to have faith. You need to just work on you, because the reason he got elected is to show all of us that we all have judgments, and we're all judging him. We're judging who he picks for office, you know, Congress and judges, and it's all about how we each as an individual judge, and we each need to work on our own prejudices, our own judgments, our own thoughts.
Sure.
And that's all he's doing, is just bringing up the ugliness that we all have within us. And that means we each need to work on ourselves.
Which I do appreciate of that.
Yeah.
For sure. But then the resolution is, as far as, so I'm a gay man, and like the fears of having rights stripped away.
Mm-hmm.
Are kind of a concern.
Don't go into that fear. So if you're thinking, what if he does this? I mean, well, look what happened. He did try to do the immigration thing, and it didn't work. You just need to hold the faith that he's not going to do that. So don't think about what you don't want. Think about what you do want. Meaning, think about, there's no way he can do this. There's no, you know, just think positive things. Like, you know, more people are in favor of gay rights than they are against it. And I believe that with all my heart, especially now. Most people are in favor of it. And so you just keep holding that and don't go into the fear, because that's what you manifest.
Right. Okay. That makes perfect sense. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Sean. Anything else?
No, that'll do it. Bless your heart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. That was a good call.
It was. Yeah. And it just, the whole thing, just to me, it just makes sense that we're all here to learn about ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure most of us are not as extreme as President Trump is with the judgments and criticisms and the behavior. But we do all have our own issues that we need to work on. And he's just pointing it out. Hey, we're not perfect.
Yeah, definitely.
So get to work on yourselves, folks.
Yeah, that's
I'm doing my work.
All we can really do.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
One person at a time, and we're all connected. Yeah. So if you work on you and I work on me, and then we all come together with this, and we do get peace then.
Yeah.
It works.
It's definitely a hard thing for a lot of people. I know that.
It is. Because the fear comes up when he does pull crap like he just did, but it didn't work. It backfired on him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it did.
Last week we had a really cool call with the gal whose brother came through.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, with the bicycle.
The bicycle.
It was
yeah.
pretty cool. I mean, it was sad, but it was cool that he came through.
Yeah, and left, and showed her a sign that he was there.
He was there, yeah.
Just like the caller cool. earlier, the cigarette smoke was
yeah.
her dad.
Another sign yeah. that your loved ones are around. Super cool.
And, you know, if you want to just, if you've lost someone, and most of us have lost somebody, whether it's yeah. a grandparent or a parent
or a pet.
Yeah. The best place to find them is in your heart.
Yeah.
Don't look outside yourself for them. Feel them in your heart.
Yeah.
And when you open up your heart to feel them, then you're going to be more likely to smell the smells, see the signs, and feel them around you. But yeah. they're in your heart. They're not separate and away from you. They're go in your heart and you will feel them.
Yeah.
I promise.
That's like with my dog Buddy, who I lost almost 2 years ago now. You know, I haven't really sensed him around the house in a long time. It's been a while. And I'm like, God, like I wish he would come around. And then, you know, I was having kind of a bad week last week and my mom mentioned his name because we were at the vet and I was like, oh God, a Buddy hug would be so good. Great right now. And then suddenly I could just feel that
in
warmth.
Your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, that's a really great piece of advice. If, you know, if you want to connect with someone, they're always there. You don't have to like, you know, see your door open and be like, oh God, it's a ghost.
Or have flickering lights. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you don't need that.
Go into your heart. Remember a fond memory, what it was like you said, to hug them and when you do that, then you will receive.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in your heart, people.
Yeah. And it's a great feeling when yeah. you can actually, you know, just sit back and feel that.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. 1-800-595-2943. Robin through Facebook would like a cold reading. Let me ask really quick what her sign is.
Okay, you did that and I'll cut the cards here and get going. Let's see what we got. Oh, Robin, get ready for some change. Major
Ooh.
Change. Unless she's either a Capricorn or a Scorpio.
She's
Holy
typing right
moly.
Now.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, girlfriend. Wow. I'm assuming it's a girl.
I think it is, yes.
Okay, is she Scorpio, does she say, or Capricorn?
She's still typing.
Okay. So if you're listening, we have a person who needs to work on boundaries. Robin, no means no, yes means yes. Really work on what feels right for you, what's appropriate for you. Stop trying to people please with others. This is more, you know, people say, well, isn't that selfish? And it's like, no, it's self-love. It's like what I talked about earlier. We all need to take care of ourselves first and foremost in a loving way. Selfish is when you're like, no, and you get real revengeful and you're like, I'm going to show you. It's like a two-year-old. That's selfish, right? Mine, mine, mine. Self-love is when you know in your heart that you are overwhelmed or that you're tired, that you need some space or that you need to take care of yourself better. And you just put up really healthy boundaries around yourself and you are surrounded by people who support you, who care about you. And then again, you just know what you need. You're very scattered right now, Robin. I got a lot of things going on here, falling through the cracks. You've got way too much on your plate and you need to offload some of that. There is a major, major change coming your way. Did she say if she's a Capricorn?
She stopped typing and never wrote back.
Okay, she's listening. Okay, so major change because I got the Tower card, the Death card, and the Devil card. So, I mean, you pulled a lot of things, Robin. Tower card means it's like an earthquake. It means there's change going on right now all around you. That's probably why you Facebooked us, and I'm going to validate, yes, there's a lot of change. Do not blame yourself. Do not be so hard on yourself. There is an ending coming your way. If this is work-related, then you have a new job on the horizon because I pull pregnancy, and I pull Ace of Pentacles, and I pull the Gain card, Nine of Pentacles, which is new beginnings validated within 9 months or less, a new beginning. I'm going to say this feels to be more about work. So there must be a lot of drama at work, a lot of complications going on, and you just need to just stick with what your job is, keep your head down, and don't play the game. Start looking for another job because there does look to be a layoff coming or a firing or you're going to quit. But there is some heavy karma going down there, and you really need to just own your part of it. Don't play the game. And then you do have a new job right on the heels of it. It's a matter of you just choosing whether or not you're ready to go. Like, okay, I think you're going to get laid off or fired or something like that. You can beat it to the punch by going ahead and applying for a job and not having to go through that. But the choice is yours. You do have a new job. You're not going to be unemployed for very long.
That's good.
That's what it feels like.
That's good.
That's for Robin.
Yeah. Sounds like things are pretty
tough. Things
right
are rocking
now.
And rolling for her.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a relief if it looks like she won't be unemployed for very long. That's good. 1-800-595-2943. 943. Oops. Okay. Call back. 1-800-595-2943. Bonnie would like a reading on her health via Facebook. And she is a Sagittarius.
Bonnie the Sag. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's see what we get for Bonnie. We'll get the cards cut. All right. Well, usually when we have health issues, we really need to look at our own behavior, our own thoughts, okay? 95% of all, some people are not going to like this, 95% of all illnesses are triggered, started from emotions. Regardless of your genetics, people, if you do not work through your emotions, your negative thoughts, your past stuff and issues, if you harbor those and hold on to those, you're going to manifest an illness. And so, Bonnie, there's something going on that you need to let go of. It's the drama. It's the chaos. There's something, and it could be work-related, that may be causing some aches and pains or ailments. I do show that it's going to get better the sooner you let go. And I'm going to say it's work-related, that you need to let go of work, quit work, change jobs. It's all in hangman energy, which means it's up to you. You're being tested. And so you really, really need to work on just believing in yourself and trusting that you're in control of your life and only you. But this is something you're learning, Bonnie. But I do see your health improving as soon as you get a handle on your work situation, and then it gets much better. So either you quit or you don't play the game at work. But it is affecting your health.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's always the worst. Yeah. Right? 1-800-595-2943 or on Facebook, 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's your question for Marla?
I have a question basically regarding about my husband and I.
Okay, so you want a relationship spread on you and your husband's issues? Something like that?
Did we lose her?
Did we lose her?
I think we did.
It's okay. I can still do it. So she might have been driving and got cut off. This is for Chris and her husband. And we'll just call him Bob, okay? And let's see what we get. There is a change in the works. There's a decision. A struggle for peace. So let me look at you guys on a teeter-totter. It looks like, If I had to say without having Chris here to validate, it looks like it's the hubby that's second guessing. It's the hubby that has some issues going on. He looks to be less engaged on the teeter totter. And so I do have a card of choice here, which means one or both of the parties is questioning their issues or their commitment in the marriage. I'm not seeing a divorce. I'm just seeing some unhappiness or some peace that's not there. And it is going to change. If this is about hubby, because I'm pulling several male cards, I would say that he needs to work on finding and discovering who he is. We can start off in life in one career, you know, whether it's what we went to college for or what we went to training and school for or anything. And then as we get older, our interests change, and that's normal. You do not have to stay in the same job your entire life, people. It's very, very normal to change your career, to change your interests as you get older and you just follow your passion, you do what you love, you do what you're good at, and you start slow. And even if you don't know, ask people to give you feedback. What am I good at? What do you think I'd be good at? And start focusing on your passion. And that's what your husband needs to do. It looks like he needs to find his passion or rekindle something within his heart, his self-worth. But this is affecting the marriage. I do feel that whether it's depression or sadness or whatever's going on with your husband, Chris, it is going to get better. He just needs to work on himself more and find out why he's so unhappy. It doesn't do any good to blame anybody else but yourself. When you have issues with whether it's career or something and you're just not happy, you need to look inside and find out what you need to do to change your life. And don't blame your partner. Don't blame your spouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of unhappy people out there.
Oh, yeah.
And it really is just about finding yourself again and then again and again, because your life will change.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, boy.
And that's part of being here. Yeah. We came here for the experience. I know. Hard to believe, huh?
It's just overwhelming.
We came here
sometimes.
For the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And the experience can change. And if it gets dull and boring and awful, then you look at what you're good at, what you like, what brings you joy, and you put some energy into that, and it will lead you to your next joy. That's how I found this career.
Yeah.
I loved psychic work. I loved astrology. And looky here.
Fun stuff.
It's fun stuff. Yeah.
1-800-595-2943-943-THE-X. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. What's your question for Marla?
I'm just looking for a general reading, I guess.
Okay. Cold reading?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we get, Kelly. All right. Got Taurus. Are you a Taurus, yes or no?
No.
Let's see what else we pull. That was it for zodiac signs. Okay, so there is a new idea or inspiration going on with you. And it could just be about self-care, self-love. There's something that you're inspired by. It may still be up in the mind, just things you're thinking about. Oh, I want to work on this year. I want to have this goal or change this about myself. But it really is about just improving your own self-esteem and working on you. Well, Taurus card is the card of change. And so you are wanting change. You are wanting to be a better version of you. You are wanting to manifest changes. And that's good. Some people are very content with just staying who they are and where they are all their life. Other people want to change, and they always want to improve and grow. And that's you. I show that you need more quiet time. Do you get enough of that?
Well, I have three little people under three. So no.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we have twin one-year-olds, so I get zero quiet time.
You're going to have to find a way, because your body needs it. Your soul needs it. So I don't know if it's whether you wake up at 4 a.m. or, you know, you're probably dead tired by the time you go to bed. But there's something, or you just get someone to come in and give you a break. Somehow, some way, so you can at least have an hour or something to yourself. I do show that you're manifesting like crazy. Now, we manifest with our thoughts, with our feelings, and with our beliefs. So you think about something you want, you feel it in your heart, and then you believe it's possible. And so you're manifesting. Watch your thoughts. Energy flows where the mind goes. So keep thinking and feeling and seeing yourself getting that free time somehow. Don't worry about how. That's up to spirit. But see yourself getting that free time, getting some time to yourself. And then there's a lot of growth coming in. Now, this could be, are you in a relationship?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. There could be some changes coming for the hubby or the partner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's we're trying to get him to travel less.
Yeah,
job type thing,
that's coming down the pike. Okay,
cool.
So if you want to manifest that, and that would absolutely help you with your free time, see yourself first. See what it would feel like to have your husband more often or home, right?
Then
feel what it would feel like in your heart to have that extra help, to have the one you love around more, the companionship, and then believe that it's possible. So you're going to manifest this. You're going to help him get that. But there is a change coming for him, and it's very, very positive.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Sounds great. It's 94 through the X. And real quick, we did have Robin earlier through Facebook. She actually missed her entire reading. but there were quite a few changes. So just a quick recap of that.
Of Robin? I'm trying to remember. She's the one that pulled the Devil card, the Death card, and the Tower card.
A lot of change.
And so I saw a lot of change for her. Let me see if I can get back into that mode. A lot of change coming. It felt to be job or something else related where she needs to be proactive and not wait for it to happen to her. It's almost like if you need a change, if you want to change, Robin, then make it happen. Oftentimes we sit back and let things happen to us, let the world do things to us, when really we need to remember we're in control and we need to take the bull by the horns and we need to quit that job or look for a new one or make changes in the relationship and speak up more. So this feels to be for Robin to be more proactive. And the other thing, Robin, and anyone else listening, if you miss your reading or if you want to hear it again, I always put the recorded version of our radio shows on my website, marlamitchell.com. So you can go and listen to the most immediate one on my homepage. And then I have all of them on the radio page that go way back into August, September. So you can always go and listen again to your recording of your session. That's marlamitchell.com.
Perfect. And that's also how you can book a reading, too,
Absolutely.
To get more in-depth. And your phone number is up there as well.
Yep.
Also have a message from Frank, who needs to know if he will have children in the future.
Oh, Frank.
I know, it's so cute,
I love
right?
that.
This is through Facebook, 94 through the X.
Okay. Usually you get women asking that,
but I know.
I love it when a guy knows
asks,
that he
cute.
Truly wants children.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty adorable.
Well, we're not looking for the pregnancy card because that wouldn't really be appropriate there.
I mean, you never know.
I am pulling a prince and a princess card. Let me look at Frank. Does he say if he's in a relationship or anything?
No, he does not say that, but he is a Gemini.
I do feel it's possible. I do feel more hopeful than not. And I want to say it's a boy that comes first.
He says he's married.
Okay. So it feels like a boy. Aww. And I do pull, like I said, one of each, a princess and a prince card. But when I look, I feel like there's a child with a little blue hat on, like a little boy. Aww. So now when I'm saying this, it doesn't mean that it's absolutely your biological child. It could be an adoption. It could be something like that.
Yeah.
But I do feel children, or a child specifically, in Frank's future. Yes.
That's great.
I do.
Cool. 94.3 The X on Facebook. You can shoot us a message there, or 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X. Who's this?
This is Julie.
Hey, Julie. What's your question for Marla?
I actually was just wanting a general reading, if possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get these shuffled. And while I'm shuffling, by the way, I wanted to validate what Molly said. We do have an eclipse coming up on Friday. It's a lunar eclipse. It's not a very powerful one. But in 2 weeks, we have a huge solar eclipse coming up on the 26th.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Cut these cards. All right, Julie, let's see what we get. Are you a Libra, yes or no?
No.
Are you a Taurus, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Wow. I also pulled Virgo and Aries. Holy cow. Okay. What are you?
Pisces.
You're the lovely Pisces. Okay. Well, since Libra isn't your sign, it is showing up as needing more balance in your life. So if you're working on balance, whether it's making sure you eat right, you get enough sleep, you're putting yourself first, self-nurture and all of that, the better you are at that, the more abundance you will have coming to you, and the burden will be lifted. Is there health issues going on, or?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Well, it just shows health improving. So it might just be your own emotional health or physical stamina, but they are showing a need for more balance. I do show a change, a transformation. The Taurus card is a card of training, school, advisory, therapy, transformation, and healing. So there's something you're going through this year That could be, it could be you're going back to school. It could be you're a therapist. It could be that you're just wanting some changes, but it does show that that is in the works for this year. What is your birthday? Happy birthday early. Are you February or March, Pisces?
March 14.
314. Okay. So, oh, wow, there is change coming. You're in a 9 year. So you're in a 9 personal year, which means look out. Lots of change coming, either attitude, behaviors, or real physical change like jobs, health, moving, things like that. But this is your year to let go of things that no longer serve a purpose for you. And the more willing you are to let go of things that no longer serve you, the more abundance you'll have coming in. I show that there is something you do need to let go of. This can be hard because it can feel like a loss, but it's not. It just feels like you have so much to gain the more willing you are to change and just kind of offer up your need to change, your need to compromise, your need to let things go. And it doesn't mean it has to be painful unless you hold on too tight. You are the Empress, and this is a woman who has it all. And there's a wreck going on. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to, when we hang up the phone, you need to figure out what you can do, maybe baby steps, to start digging yourself out of that rut. And it could just be admitting something, working on something, going to therapy, going back to school, something like that to let it go. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because ruts happen to all of us, like we talked about earlier. We all change constantly. And the more willing you are to change and grow, the better your life will be.
All right. Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. It's 94 Through the X Psychic Marla Mitchell on the air. And we have another Facebook message. This one's from Teresa. She's a Libra and she would like a cold reading.
Okay. Popular reading today.
Yeah.
Okay. Get these shuffled. Now, while I'm shuffling this, I wanted to mention that you and I talked earlier about the Great American Eclipse.
Oh, yes.
That's coming up August 21st. It is the... It's, I don't know how many years it's been, but it's the Great American Total Solar Eclipse on August 21st, and it's visible in Casper, Wyoming, people.
And you were saying that all the hotels are already
booked last summer.
Oh, boy.
I was checking into it, and even the campgrounds are already booked. There's probably some closer to Casper that might be more open, but, you know, there's so many people who want to see a total solar eclipse, and... So they started booking way out a year, 2 years ago, all the hotels in Casper, Wyoming.
Jeez.
And so if you're willing to camp out under the stars with no protection and get a tent, there you go, people, because it's coming up August 21st, a total solar eclipse visible in Casper, Wyoming.
That's awesome. Okay. That's not too far away. I don't know how far, but I know it's Wyoming.
It's about 2.5 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is for Teresa. I didn't forget about you. All right. We have the sign of Cancer. Are you Cancer, yes or no?
She's a Libra.
She's a Libra. Okay. I forgot about that. All right. I got so caught up on the eclipse. We have, so Teresa, there's a lot on your plate. You're juggling. You need to take better care of yourself. No means no. Don't try to please everybody and take everything on. This shows that you need to focus and meditate more, that more time to yourself. There are things that you truly want to do for yourself, but you're so busy with everybody else's needs that you're not taking care of your own. Does this make sense? Oh,
she's
I think we lost her. Oh,
she's on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
I need to go home. No. Okay. I kept wondering why I didn't hear anything. So she needs to take better care of herself. She needs to focus more. She is on the right path, or she's working on getting on the right path for this year. And a leap of faith is necessary. And the world is changing. So there's going to be some risks she's taking. She is also in a rut, just like the previous caller. So whenever you feel yourself in a rut, this is for anybody, that means that you're not paying attention, that you're not listening to your soul, and that you're unhappy and it's just wallowing in it. So then be proactive. Only you can get yourself out of it, and you need to start taking steps to free yourself, whether it's, you know, again, reevaluating your job situation, your relationship situation, your health, things like that. Mm-hmm. But it really does. The change starts with you. And this is for Teresa. She needs to make some changes. She's going to be successful at it, but not without some drama and some control issues. So that could be people around her. Oftentimes when we make changes, the people around us do not like it. And they get angry, jealous, resentful. And you just need to persevere because they do back down and they will see the difference in you when you do start making those positive changes. They'll see how happy you are. Mm-hmm. And that was for Teresa.
Teresa on Facebook, 94.3 The X. We don't have any more calls. We don't have any more messages coming in unless they come really quick. 1-800-595-2943. But if people want to get in touch with you off the air, Marla, how can they do so?
My office line, there's a caller. It's 970-223-3457. My website is marlamitchell.com.
All right, perfect. Yeah. And we'll get to this call really quick. 94.3 The X, who's this?
This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. What's your question for Marla?
I'm just kind of wondering direction to possibly head in my marriage.
Okay.
I've been kind of at each other's throats lately.
Okay. Aww. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the stars that are causing that. Can you give me a fake name for your wife?
Cassie.
Cassie. Okay. All right. Let me see what we get. I'll also put you guys on the teeter-totter. Okay. She's not pregnant, is she?
No.
You're not trying, are you?
No, not for a little while. We've got one, but got a break for this.
Okay, because I'm pulling a pregnancy card, which means there is hope, because pregnancy means 9 months or less, and a birth is always a celebration or a positive thing. So I do feel that there is hope or a reason to be positive. Let me look at you guys on a teeter-totter. Brandon and Cassie. Okay. Yeah. She's mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
you don't have to explain it, but thanks for the reminder. Do you know why she's mad at you? Just yes or no?
I've got an idea.
Okay. Are you working through that issue, or is she not willing to forgive?
I would say we're working. It just feels like we hit a wall every time we try to work on it.
Okay. Because the same thing comes right back up again?
Are you okay? It's definitely cyclical.
Okay. Is there something you can do so it doesn't come back up again? Or is this like you're just butting heads? Like you won't change because this is part of who you are, your core values. And is she trying to change you, or is this an issue?
I think it's just part of that core value. We're just butting heads on
and get something. Okay. Trying. Okay. What if, let me look at her real quick. Is there any chance that she's listening so she can get some of this advice? Oh, that's too bad. We can't expect people to change. When we marry someone, there's always surprises down the road about people's core values. But for the most part, unless you get married really quick, you do tend to know what, a person's values are. And if you can't change, if this is your core value, then either she can accept you for who you are, or, the therapy is one thing you guys can work on and find a compromise, but it just feels like she's not willing to accept this thing, whatever this is, about you, and she's taking it very personally, almost like a passive-aggressive kind of thing, where she's using it against you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Therapy? Anyone gone to therapy yet?
No, but it's been in the talks.
I think it'd be a good idea. I do see that she loves you. I do see that you love her. I do see that there's hope. And I do feel that there's a compromise. I don't know what that is. Like I said, I always suggest therapy. Also, I do work with couples separately. So one of you could come one time and another come the other time. And I could kind of help. And I don't. All my sessions are confidential, so I don't divulge what each person said. But I do work with people if they have issues, and I help them see what their stuff is so that they can work on it. She has some insecurities, and your core values are digging up her fears. Your behavior is digging up her issues, and she's not willing to work on her issues. But you need to work on yours, too. Don't get me wrong. But there's something that's really digging up her insecurities that you're doing. Do you understand?
understand this.
Yeah. And so she needs to work on it. And then you need to be more aware that when you do that, you are affecting her insecurities. So it's almost like you need to have more sensitivity there. And she needs to be aware that this is something that she can work on. Mm-hmm. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Appreciate the call.
Of course. Appreciate it, Marla.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thanks. It's 94 Through the X, and we have run out of time.
Again.
Yeah, again.
Okay.
But we'll see you next week, Marla.
I'll be here with bells on.
Yeah. Day after Valentine's Day.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, real quick, we have a speed dating event going on Valentine's Day, and I'm wondering, are you seeing any potential matches happening that night?
For
the
us?
Speed Well... We're already
like, wait a minute, we're already taken.
But people at the speed dating event, do you see any matches happening?
Are there going to be any love sparks coming from the speed? Where's the speed dating event at?
It's at Old Chicago and Old Town Fort.
Old Chicago, okay.
6 p.m.
People, if you're listening and you want to go speed dating, I'm flipping cards to see if anyone attending will find love. That's the question.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but they're going to get pregnant.
What?
So be very careful. Pregnancy and then love. So you could meet somebody, and then you might be careless and get pregnant, and then you find love and marriage. So these days it happens in any kind of order.
Well,
so,
hey, yeah, it's 2017. Anything goes.
I love that. So if you go to the speed dating event, male or female,
use protection.
Use protection.
And make sure you want to be attached to this person for the next 18 years.
For the next 18 years, because it could happen.
Oh,
I
my
love it.
God. All right. Well, MarlaMitchell.com if people want to get in touch with you that way. And we'll see you again next week.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I'll be here.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.